Okay. My name is Peter Stevens, and I'll be interviewing Henry Forrest on February 26, 2015, in the Stevens Kitchen to discuss schooling. So, Henry, what do you remember about your early schooling? Anything?
Well, yes, I remember really quite a lot about it. I started school a little early. I was 5 years old when I started school, because my birthday was in December, and so I started in September, of course, of the what would that be, 1934, and then of course I turned six in December 15th of that year.
So you were one of the youngest kids.
Yes, I was. I was the youngest of my brother and sister. Right, my brother was. So I was in the first grade, and my sister would have been in the second grade, and my brother would have been in the third grade, right? And we went to the Silver Lake School, which is up on High Street, and remained the school for those six grades. Up until I'm going to say the very late 40s, when the schools combined, because the high school students had started to go, I think in 1949, and I may be off a year or so or not, they started going to Kennett High School, the 7th and 8th grade and high school. So the Silver Lake School, and there was another school in Madison, the Madison Corner School, which is that small historical schoolhouse that sits on the high school, on the grammar school campus now that you see today, red, deep red in color. And so my school on Silver Lake was the same style of school, and I started up there, and as I said, in September, I think 1934.
So what grades were in that school?
The grades in that school were 1 through 6. 1 through 6. There were actually 30 seats in there. I think there were 36 seats, because as I remember, we had six rows of chairs, school tables, and I think there was laterally going across the school, and there were six rows, so 36 ably. But we had, as I remember, nearly full. Of course, I didn't take a count at that time, but the school was very full, and they came from all over the area. The kids that came there, actually in my second grade, from the Savory family, and they had almost a two-mile walk, if they walked it, and so there was a bus, and the bus was a private car by Willie Moore. We called him Tinker Willie, but Willie Moore, and he drove the bus for the Savories, because that was too far to walk.
Right.
And but all the rest of us who went to the school, which was mostly the kids up on High Street, of course, would have gone to that school. And but we from Chick, the Chick House, which is in Silver Lake, from the Chick House to and the Whiting House and our house, and actually Arthur Gilman had a son, Herbie, and so he went to our school, and that was about the bulk of the students from, we would say, the Silver Lake section. Now, I have to moderate that a little bit as I remember this, not from my first grade, but as I remember this, that the Silver Lake contingent going to that school was from Danforth Lane in Madison, and Danforth Lane in Madison, and the kids up who lived up in Danforth Lane, and those people came. And of course, we all walked to the school. We were well within a mile. We had probably half on a mile, or maybe a little over half a mile. Some of them may have had closer to a mile from Danforth Lane to get to the school. And so that's my first recollection. I had a bit earlier recollection of this, that I used to, when my sister and brother went to school ahead of me, that I remembered I was given the opportunity to carry their lunch boxes out to the road, okay? And that's when the Whiting girls, which now Virginia Perrell lives in the home that she really grew up in, when the Whiting girls came by and we walked up with the Whiting girls, and then we picked up Herbie Gilman, because he was up on the hill going towards the school, and so that was the group that started out. And I remember wanting to go to school because I could carry, I carried the lunchbox out for my brother and sister to the road, and then they gave me the lunchbox, and I had to go back home to my very dreary life, you know, just nothing to do, only it was being told what to do, and all of those kind of things. So that's the early recollection, okay? Maybe in that discussion, the schools of this nature that had these outlying schools around the town, and at one time there was quite a few. Roger Clayton has done a study of that, and he's named a lot of the schools. But at the time I was going to school, there was a Nickerson School down on East Madison Road, and they had a lot less students than the Silver Lake School. And the other school was the Madison Corner School, which I referred to, and the Silver Lake School. And so there were three schools there, therefore three teachers, and the teachers taught all those grades. And the memory of that existence has come back to me, because I had a nice time in school. I liked school very